That's fantastic advice, especially for a lot of us that maybe are looking to become entrepreneurs and we don't know exactly what area to do it. So you're looking for mentorship, you're looking for experience. You can kind of try something on for a bit and go, nope, I can't see myself doing this forever. And then you know, and then it narrows down that list. You're resolving that. So you don't have that, what if I would have done this? And it's like, no, I tried it. I really, really didn't like it. So I'm not going to keep doing it. So that's awesome. So how do you think your time as a teacher has helped you, with dealing with others as far as like the emotional intelligence side of it? Because I imagine, especially if you're, coming from a rough school where you really needed to handle those issues before you could even start teaching, I imagine there's a lot of crossover between those two.
A lot of crossover, right? And a lot of, my learnings, and that came particularly in my first year. So that tough school was very informative, right? And the tough school taught me you've got to put yourself in the shoes of the other person, right? But really, that was a message reinforced from my first school, where I remember my first 6 months.